Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled Signs of the Last Days, the Mystery of Lawlessness. There is a fierce form of lawlessness sweeping through America and around the world. We all know that this is not normal, but it is a sign that things are rapidly progressing toward what the Bible calls the last day. According to the Bible, there is a certain mystery behind evil. It lurks behind the scenes, conspiring to destroy everything good. Its ultimate purpose is to overthrow and dishonor God and hurt those whom God loves. This is the height of insanity, but the devil has no wisdom. The Holy Spirit used the Apostle Paul to give us some valuable information about these times, and I want to read to you from 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 through 12. Don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction. And he will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Don't you remember that I told you all about this when I was with you? And you know what is holding him back, for he can be revealed only when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly. It's a mystery, and will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will kill him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refused to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies, and then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. That's from the New Living Translation. Here's what we learn from this passage. First, mankind has been rebelling against God since the Garden of Eden. Inspired by Satan, the greatest rebel of all, the inhabitants of planet Earth who do not know God are ramping up for one final push to dethrone the Creator. Psalm 2, 1 through 6. Secondly, a person will emerge who will be the very personification of rebellion. Some call him the Antichrist. Paul called him the man of lawlessness. Mystery surrounds this person. He will be motivated and empowered by Satan to do his murderous mission to defame God and destroy God's people. Third, something has been or is holding him back. But when the restraint is removed, all hell literally will break loose. Until then, evil is working in a hidden way behind the scenes. Fourth, the man of lawlessness has his way for a season. Our Lord Jesus will destroy him afterwards at his second coming. So much for Jesus being a pacifist. Logically then, the man of lawlessness will be revealed at the very end of time. Fifth, the man of lawlessness will be able to deceive multitudes using every kind of evil deception, including counterfeit signs and wonders and miracles. The only way to escape is by loving God's truth as revealed in the Bible and confirmed by the indwelling Holy Spirit. This incredible level of deception will clearly distinguish between those who truly know and love Christ and those who are counterfeit believers, which Jesus called tares or weeds growing among the true wheat. None of us know exactly where we are on God's timeline, but we see a ramping up of deception, the likes of which most of us have never experienced. The coordination between government, big tech, the legacy media, big pharma, and the medical establishment is breathtakingly scary. The capitulation to tyranny of, quote, elected, unquote, representatives in both parties is mind-numbing. The power of the entrenched bureaucracy seems incapable of being removed, and the audacity of the way our current administration is trampling on our constitutional rights is almost unbelievable. And this is not happening only in the United States. Things are even worse in many other countries. Truly, this is an evil initiative being orchestrated on a global scale. What will be the outcome? One thing that is happening is that people are waking up to the reality of the enormity of evil in the world, and this is a good thing. For decades, most of us have lived under an illusion that things were generally going well, and the world was generally a fairly nice place, barring a few atrocities here and there. The 1950s were the Leave It to Beaver utopian years, but even then, the mystery of lawlessness was hard at work behind the scenes, bringing us to where we are today. The evil plans hatched decades or even centuries ago, shall we say millennia ago, are playing out today. We are seeing close up now what evil looks like. What is happening before our eyes confirms Jesus' words in John 10:10, where he said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." The mystery of lawlessness has produced a fierce and lawless generation that sees nothing wrong with killing unborn babies and forcing injections of experimental drugs on unwilling people, and all manner of sexual perversion, including pedophilia and sex trafficking of children. Modern woke district attorneys refuse to prosecute criminals, but go after decent citizens who try to defend themselves against mobs. Certain groups get a pass when they burn down cities, but people of the wrong political persuasion are locked up as political prisoners without due process after being falsely accused. Those who pretend to be tolerant are actually only so toward those who participate in their own deviant behavior and sinister rush toward totalitarian oppression. Paul warned us that these days would come. In 2 Timothy 3:1-5, he said, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from such people." That's also from the New Living Translation. So what does this have to do with me? Maybe you think you can be a neutral observer in the last days, but that will not be possible. Either you will be on God's side or the devil's. Jesus said in Luke 11:23, "Anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me." If we do not make a strong decision to become a follower of Christ and stand for truth and righteousness, we will be swept off the cliff with all the other lemmings by the tsunami of deception that is enveloping the earth in the last days. None of us knows if we're very close to the end or if this is simply another chapter along the way. Either way, God will triumph and we will want to be firmly on his side. The love of the truth, who is a person named Jesus, John 14:6, is our only defense. We cannot be neutral or passive. We must take a stand. And now is the time to bow our knee to Christ and publicly declare that He is Lord of our lives. Now is the time to embrace truth. Do it today, before it's too late. You may wish to pray this prayer. Jesus, I see that things are progressing toward what the Bible calls the last days. You're coming back just as you promised, and I want to be ready. I want to know that I have nothing to fear at the last judgment. Thank you for dying for me so that my sins might be forgiven. I receive all that you died to give me, forgiveness, redemption, reconciliation, justification, and sonship. Thank you for giving me eternal life and sending your Spirit to live in and through me. Thank you that now I can be your representative on planet Earth, telling others about your amazing offer of life instead of death. I surrender myself to you as best I know how. You're my Lord. Help me to live in such a way that I will bring you glory. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, I now encourage you to join a Bible-believing church that focuses on making disciples and proclaiming the gospel. Get water baptized as a public declaration of your allegiance to Christ, and share your testimony often. I also encourage you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit so that you'll be filled with power from on high to be His witness. Learn to worship and give thanks to God. Trust in Him with all your heart. You'll never be disappointed.